Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number 46 of the Self-Help Podcast with just me and Sean this week. How are you doing, Sean?
It's the good old faithful to back again.
I know, yeah. It was good fun with Conrad last week, though.
Yeah. It's good to have other ideas in.
Yes. And,
good.
Yeah, I think we chatted for, well, it was an hour, which is a bit longer than usual. And
Yeah,
it's good fun, lots of cool stuff. If you haven't caught up with that episode, get onto it as soon as you can.
Yeah.
This week, we are chatting about Easter, spring, that kind of thing. The title is Spring Clean Your Life. Before that, let's see what everyone's been up to. Sean, what have you been doing?
I've got a good cold at the moment.
So
you better be careful. If it can, the germs can be transmitted down the line. You might get this.
Yeah,
this should have a health warning on it. It slipped from my head to my chest, and I think it was doing the running on Friday that I was doing with Conrad. He had me sprinting up hills and staggering down again. No, jogging down again, then sprinting up. And that was quite interesting.
Cause you got itchy legs or something?
I think, yeah. I'm going to get up and run in a moment. So that was cool. I did manage a run on Monday. But I decided this morning I just needed to just chill out and just kind of get my body back.
Yeah, let things stabilise, hey?
Yeah, so I'm having a fairly easy day today.
Yeah. When I see you next week, if I've got a cold, we'll know who to blame.
Well, I've managed to pass it on to Ree, because I'm a giving, sharing kind of guy. So
yeah,
Ree's now got it.
So. Yeah, cool. I'm doing well as well, man. But busy time, but I'm looking forward to a few days off. I'm taking tomorrow off, and then it's the Easter run. So 4 or 5 days of not checking my emails religiously, which is cool.
Yeah.
Because it's just the moment.
So you're having the Thursday off.
I am?
I'm going to have the following Tuesday off, so I'm going to have 5 days, yeah.
Very nice.
I'll be doing things tomorrow.
Very nice.
Good.
So yeah. That's cool. But it's good, man. It's a good time of year, which we're about to discuss. Before we do, I want to say a huge thank you to Emma3110, UK reviewer on iTunes. 5 stars, amazing. This podcast is fantastic, as it is filled with loads of information and amazing tips. Why, thank you. Which are presented in an entertaining way. I just don't know what I would do without this podcast, as it's the highlight of my week.
Ta-da! Brilliant. Good. It's nice to be the highlight of someone's week.
That's, I know. That's time as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks, Emma.
That's good.
Appreciate that. That's cool.
And I need to thank people who have been donating this. They've started to happen on the, what did we call it, a page?
Oh, Just Giving.
A Just Giving page, that's it. Details on the end of the podcast.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you've noticed.
Yeah, I've had quite a bit of Dosh given to me in my hand.
Nice. Tax-free.
Yeah, so that's good. All for the charity. So it all goes to oncology.
Clatterbridge Centre for Oncology.
Yeah.
What's it called now? Clatterbridge Cancer Centre.
Yeah, these days, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good. So if anyone could go to the Just Giving page, please chuck your Dosh in. And I'll be doing my run May the 4th.
Cool.
Noticed looking at my diary is also Agnes's birthday.
Mm.
Our friend Agnes. Hello, Agnes. How are you?
Yeah, one of our most keenest listeners.
Yeah. Best fan.
Yeah, biggest fan. Yeah, we owe Agnes a lot. She proofreads all our books as well, doesn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. Including all the sex books.
Yeah, I know. Blimey. But, does a top job. Happy birthday, Agnes. Cool. Okay. Should we dive in?
The week.
We're talking about spring cleaning your life. Because the thinking was, this is obviously Easter's coming up, and there are a lot of religious connotations to it, which we'll discuss, but this time of year is cool, isn't it, man? And it seems like, with the flowers are in blossom, things are warming up.
The sap is rising.
Yeah, and it seems like a much better time of year to start like New Year's resolutions and get things going than January.
Yeah, we were talking about that back along, weren't we? With the idea of January the 1st. And it's not a good time to start new things in the middle of the winter. And I know that is a hemispheric statement.
Ooh.
And we're in the north here. If you're in the south, we're reversing things around. But up here, people make New Year's resolutions for January the 1st, and then they usually blow it, they usually fail.
Uh-huh.
And it's because there's no real kind of energy around and people are kind of flat. And,
sure.
And now's a good time. It's a good time to review what it was that you were making as a New Year's resolution back then, and actually just kind of revisit it all now and see whether you can get it going. Yeah, because now you're going to have the energy. Sunlight's coming up. And this, like I say, the sap's rising. The reason that we talk about Easter bunnies is because this is the time when things start to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
There will be new bunnies around, new ducklings coming along.
There will.
And you have the lambs.
Lambing season, yeah. So, love a bit of lamb.
And you end up with lamb for Easter Sunday dinner, don't you?
Whoopie do. Yeah. Bit of mint sauce.
Yeah. And it is that sense of newness, new things coming.
Yeah.
So maybe this is what we should be looking at as New Year. And all the old pagan festivals of Easter,
mm-hmm.
It's the Anglo-Saxon, it's the Roman festivals that are coming in. That Christianity, a bit like the winter solstice with Christmas, the Christian observance was placed over the top of the existing festivals that were here. And whether we look at the idea of the being born again, which happens in the Christian story.
That's a big part of the Easter story.
But it's the newness, it's the beginning.
Yeah, they're all kind of linked together, aren't they? There's a lot of different kind of religious stories for Easter, and all really interesting, but they all, whether you're religious or not, link in quite nicely with self-development, I think, don't they, this time of year?
Yeah, and I think that the one thing that Christianity has certainly given the European world has been that sense of time in the year. So we have festivals in the year, and Christianity has been built into lots of the ways that we live, whether it is, people always had Sunday off, which has changed, but all the festivals where families would get together, whether it was births, christenings, deaths, confirmations, all those kind of times when families came together, and that held society together. So you had the village church and the village fete and all that kind of stuff that all worked together. And that, in a sense, is lost, is gone, or is going.
Yep.
And there aren't that many people that attend a church, especially in rural communities. And it was the heart of the community.
Yep.
And we haven't replaced it with other stuff.
Mm.
Maybe one of the things is, certainly in our family here, because our house tends to be the heart of a lot of the stuff that goes on. So whether it's Christmas or Easter, Mother's Day was the same. Everybody gathers here and we cook and people eat, break bread together.
It's going to be a busy little room in a few days' time.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people here, at least 12, for sitting down to eat, maybe more. And by the evening, there'll be more people will be coming through. And it may well be that in the evening there will be more of a kind of a party going on here. They tend to happen spontaneously.
I might swing by.
Yeah, come on by and have a good time. Yeah, but it's that sense of people coming together.
Yeah.
And that's what family is about. That's what society is about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time. And so I hope that lots of people that are listening to this are going to have a good social time.
Yeah.
And the same way that Christmas and New Year, we look at these things, how many people around us are on their own?
Mm.
And how many people around us are on their own that maybe we should be drawing in? Is there an old person living in your street who is alone and maybe could really appreciate some meals on wheels or like meals on legs,
Yeah, or a bit of company. Around.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Good call, Sean. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always worth thinking about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is that time of hope and joy and newness and all that kind of stuff. Woo, come on, let's share the good stuff.
As a therapist, is it a time of year when things are starting to quieten down for you, though, where people are kind of...
As the world gets warmer up here and as the days get longer, the sunlight's here, people's serotonin levels rise so that people's general levels of happiness come up.
Mm-hmm. I love a bit of serotonin in the morning.
And it starts as people get happier, they need people like me less. So we have a quieter time. It isn't as quiet as you would imagine, but it is a quieter time. I would say that the peaks in my business are coming up to Christmas is bereavements, after Christmas is divorces, and then the divorce cycle will repeat after the summer holidays, when people have had enough of each other. and that will come up again. But in general, the depressive and the anxious areas will start to diminish.
Okay.
Over the next few months, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Is this a time of year when you're starting to get stuff done a bit more or getting...
Yeah.
Getting planned? I know. Yeah, well, we spoke at New Year, and obviously, you know, both of us had big grand plans then as well, and still do. But maybe, yeah, now, like we said, now's a better time to really get the motoring.
Yeah, and all that stuff is happening. So I've got the new recording device for all the mind brain recordings for mm-hmm. this year.
Yep.
And the studio, as we said the other week, has to be finished.
It must.
By the time the new lamb comes along.
Yeah, between lamb number two, October, mid-October, she is due.
So the studio has to be ready upstairs. And that's okay, that's good. That's good. And that is summer projects. Yeah. And Ree and I have made sure that we've got some good spaces this summer where we can spend some time together and recharge everything.
Yeah.
So that's good for us too. Yeah. And that's a summer activity, going out and doing stuff.
In our New Year, New You episode from a few weeks back, or blimey, I think it was episode...
A few months back.
Yeah, episode 31 it was, actually. Yeah. I'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, projecting 1 year forward after having your goals set. Do you think it's worth not looking that far ahead in this time of year, rather maybe just setting goals for kind of the end of summer, early autumn, and just maybe motoring on for 6 months and seeing how you get on?
There can be a conflict between the idea of let's live in the present and the idea of creating plans in the future, as it were.
Yeah.
But the thing that I find a lot working with people is that year on year, they're saying, where's the year gone? You know, I haven't achieved, whatever. And that classically happens at retirement, when people are going, oh my God, where's my life gone? But unless you do make some kind of plan, you do have somewhere to go, you do have some kind of goal or target to reach,
yep.
whatever that is, whether it is, you know, body targets, money targets, you know, house targets, business targets, whatever they are, then there's nothing to measure anything against, because we always see things in retrospect, panoramically. You know, we get to New Year and we look back over the previous year.
Yeah.
And then we're thinking, how far have we travelled? And maybe a lot of things have happened in our year, or maybe not. Maybe it's been a static time and mm-hmm. we haven't achieved the things that we wanted. Yeah. So the idea for me about spring and newness is that if we're looking at this as a real new year, a new beginning,
yeah.
then maybe now is the time that we measure against. You know, what are we going to achieve? Because we've got these wonderful sunny months coming up, which are our active months, where we're going to actively do something and actually achieve stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe next winter we can allow ourselves to hibernate a bit and curl up by the fire and eat sticky puddings and not worry too much about whether or not we're achieving and doing.
Yeah.
What is it that Easter or spring means for you? What's happening in your...
From what?
Yeah, for you. Yeah.
We talked about, before we came on, yeah, like the significance of the time of year, and whether it's just because I'm a bit of a grumpy old man now that, or that I've changed generally, is that it's not like a hugely significant time of year for me. Like Christmas is. Less so than when I was a kid, because when you're a kid, everything's exciting. But especially Christmas and Easter, man. But Easter isn't something that I kind of, you know, I'm looking forward to weeks and weeks and weeks before. It's a cool time because generally, kind of, yeah, I've got some time off. My wife's a teacher, so she gets a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
So we can usually schedule in some fun times out and about.
And do you like chocolates?
I love chocolates. Yeah. So don't tell Conrad.
So lots of eggs, chocolate eggs.
Yeah, the memories of a kid. Yeah, it was all that stuff. You know, Easter egg hunts in the garden with cousins and all that. And, great laugh. Yeah. I've got all that stuff coming up again because Will's getting a bit older now, and we'll be able to do that stuff with him this year. So that'll be awesome.
So would you do family things at Christmas? At Christmas, at Easter?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we all get together. My sister's coming up from London for a few days.
Yeah. So it still does have that ritualistic...
Oh, yeah, I know. We'll be seeing all the family and stuff. Yeah, which is cool. I'm not downplaying that.
Yeah.
In case they're listening.
Yeah. No, that's good, isn't it? And that goes on generation to generation. If children learn it in this generation, then they reproduce it in their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good. It's good. I mean, for me, really, childhood, not good. Easter's nightmare. But as an adult, I really enjoyed the whole thing that happens here with family and people coming together. It's good.
Yeah.
Great. Good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, as I've got older, food plays a more and more important role in my joy, whether it be travelling or whatever. It's all about the food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, are you off your detox yet?
I'm on week 8 of 13 weeks. So there's no chocolate for a while yet. And I do have a bottle of red wine in the cupboard that's waiting for me.
You're looking forward to that.
I will enjoy, I assume, when I get to the end of it. So I've got to go through the run yet, and I have to do my week of detox, which will be a fluid week, mm-hmm. which everybody says, oh, you're mad, you shouldn't do that, you're killing yourself, and that's okay, I'll be good at the other end of that.
Yeah.
And I'll come out into the normal world again. I've lost the excess poundage. I'm down to the weight that I should be.
You're fighting weight. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm good, and I'm doing the running. I'm keeping up the energy levels, which is good.
Well, detox is interesting because it ties in with kind of Lent, which Easter is the end of Lent.
Yeah.
I believe so. Well, it's never too late, is it? But maybe now's a good time, or what's the time that's just passed? Is a good time to clean your system out?
I think the whole concept of spring cleaning is a really powerful concept. You know, being able to, in your house, being able to kind of wash everything, clean everything, sort out all the cupboards, chuck away the stuff you don't want.
Yep.
So I think that is a really powerful point. But it isn't just your house, is it? There are lots of areas of your life that you perhaps could do with a spring clean and look at, do an audit of.
I'm sure.
Maybe that starts with your body, and you can spring clean your body, which is the whole detox thing. And you don't have to do extended detox like I'm on at the moment. You could be doing something which lasts for a week, you know. Or you might opt to do one day a week where you just have a detox day, where you just eat very little and have lots of fluids.
I've heard someone recently say they were doing the 5-2 diet. Have you mentioned that?
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
What happens is that because naturally your body goes through periods, if we were hunter-gatherers, where there would be plenty to eat and then there wouldn't be very much, it's used to being in that cycle. And the problem that we have with our bodies at the moment is there's perpetual food all the time.
Yeah.
So to have a couple of days a week where you restrict the calories, because the 5-2 diet doesn't, they call it the fasting diet, but it's not really. You just restrict your calories on 2 days of the week.
Okay.
Or you can do it one day of the week, or some people do 3 days. It depends on how you feel about what you do. I've worked with quite a few people on the 5-2 who lose significant amounts of weight just by having 2 days where they restrict their calories.
Cool.
Yeah. And eat fairly normally the rest of the time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning your body, good time of year for this. Spring cleaning relationships as well.
Yeah, it's a good time, isn't it? It's a good time to check out what's going on in your relationship. How is it? And actually saying to your partner, you know, how is it for you? How's it been? The amount of couples that I work with that have the yearly contract, where once a year, because they've been through tough stuff in the past, one of the ways that they keep each other on their toes, I suppose, and keep each other awake and aware, is that once a year they sit down and they contract for the next year. You know, how was it for you? Are we going to do this again? And that's become a lifelong task for them, that they've decided that they're not going to slip back into the complacency of we're together forever.
Keep working at it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Here's one for you.
Yeah.
In the kind of, this is a relationship issue for the digital age. I was chatting with a pal recently, and they've been seeing someone for a couple of years, so it's fairly serious. But this other person is refusing to mark their relationship status on Facebook as in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's got to the point for the girl who I've been chatting to, where she's quite upset about it, I think, or basically it's not the only indicator or the only thing that's going to cause an end to the relationship, but it's like a little indicator, and it's like, finally, have you come across anything like that?
Yeah, lots and lots. The whole digital world, as it's increasing, our web presence, we haven't yet learned the skills, the social skills that you have in straight social interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, people wear rings, don't they, to indicate the fact that they are connected to another person, either it's an engagement ring or it's a marital ring, whatever it is, that when we have those, we're making a statement. Well, the equivalent of that on Facebook is your relationship status. You actually stay it. You say, like, I'm engaged.
Tell the world.
Yeah, I'm connected with whatever. So we have to learn this new etiquette. Mm. And people aren't into it yet. And maybe people are hedging their bets. I don't know. Certainly people do tell me, women tell me, that if they wear a ring, they can kind of keep the men off. It does have a function. It has a visual function.
Yeah.
Where if the men come onto them, they can hold their ring up and go. So I know people that actually are not in a relationship wear a wedding ring anyway. They do, yeah.
Just because they don't want to be bothered.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So it's a status statement, isn't it? You know, where am I up to?
Yep.
But on Facebook, you're not sticking your finger up to the camera. So that bit about what's your relationship status is very relevant.
So it is relevant. It's not just a small issue. It's something she's entitled to be a bit peeved about.
Well, it's any couple's a couple, isn't it? You work with it. But like I say, we're having to learn as a society this etiquette, this new way of engaging with each other. Mm. And I'm sure that lots of people will fall foul of each other because of that.
Yeah.
No. But again, we're looking at spring clean time, isn't it? Maybe you need to spring clean your Facebook. Maybe you need to go through...
Yeah, it's something I do actually every few months, especially like if I can't sleep or something. I'll go on Facebook and I'll go through my friends list and there's someone that... Yeah.
Who are these people?
Who I'll just ditch them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very rarely regret it unless they kind of try and add me again a few months later. Feel guilty, but spring clean your relationship, so.
Yeah, yeah. And looking at that in a much bigger sense, I mean, if we're looking at that digitalisation, you were saying that your computer's running slow and you need a new one. You know, maybe we need to spring clean the computers as well.
Yeah, I need to defrag or whatever the Mac equivalent of that is.
Because we would be cleaning out a filing cabinet. Getting rid of the rubbish, you know, shredding it, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, same stuff, isn't it? If we're looking at this new phase that we're in, and we're going to spring clean things, so we're looking at, you know, bodies, certainly, houses, certainly, all the digital stuff, certainly, relationships, what about money?
Yep.
You know, it's a good time to check out your money world and to spring clean that. You know, what are you paying? The amount of people that I know that are in the process of reclaiming the PPI stuff, because they've had some kind of awareness that they were paying stuff that they didn't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what else are we paying that we don't need to? You know, have you been through your bank account and checked all your standing orders and are they all relevant? Do you need to dump some? Mm. You know, how does all that work? And it's important that we get all that in place.
Yep.
Yeah? Good spring clean. Yeah?
We've got all this energy. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the time of year to do it. And one of the biggest ones is the whole kind of organisational stuff. Mm-hmm. Which spreads beyond all the things we're talking about, which is like what you're doing with your life. What are you doing with your life? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually worked with people today who are in that very kind of conflict. You know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And it is that review time. And I'm sure that it's because it's the time of year that it's coming up into people's minds.
Yeah.
They come out of the darkness of the winter and the dark nights and we're into the light. Bit and people are looking at the world differently. They're looking at their world to look at themselves differently.
Mm.
And that seems an important time for me.
Another aspect of people's lives that could be taken a look at is the old job and money situation as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're a bit high on energy at the moment, then now's a good time to...
We're in a weird space, aren't we, in our society, right across Europe, maybe across the world, where we've been through this awful slump.
Yeah.
And it is starting to move. I'm aware of the fact that houses around us are starting to sell.
Oh, there's stuff happening, man. Yeah, yeah. Around where we live.
So if things are moving like that, things will be moving right the way through society at all kinds of financial levels. Because if you move a house, there's a million other people that get involved in that. From the people that move you, to the people that turn services on and off, to the place that you go into, to the decoration, to the guys that sell you the paint.
Yep.
I mean, it goes right the way through society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so things are moving, they are working their way through. But we do need to look at, from our point of view, where do we sit in that? And is it time for job change?
It's time to assess my mortgages, my variable rate mortgages.
Yeah.
And get them sorted out before the interest rate rise that's going to hit.
It's bound to happen. We've had low interest rates for a long time.
Yeah.
And it is bound to come up. And unless people are positioned in the right place, they will get smacked.
Yep.
You know, so that's a good sprinkling point, isn't it? It's a good shout out that. It's like, check where you are with all those financial issues, whether it's insurances and whether it's with mortgages and stuff like that, or loans like car loans.
Yeah.
And make sure you're in the best position you can be for if the interest rates do come up again, which they're bound to. Everyone's predicting it, and it's going to come up again.
Yeah, call our pal Daryl, hey, total peace of mind.
Yeah.
Insurance and mortgage.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He'll give you some good advice on all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Because on the network that you and I are involved in, we've been doing a bit of spring cleaning there, and we've decided to produce things like a little website.
Yep.
And that will be able to show what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
And how we all work together, which is good. That's a spring clean issue. That's our New Year resolution as a group of people, isn't it?
That's a little job for Ed. An extra job for my list.
You're a hard-working man. It's good. It's good to see you working.
Yeah. It's good fun. Good fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more self-help tips, Sean? Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I think that the one bit is the bit about if this is really a new year and this is where the energy is for the new year and the new start, then we need to have projects and we need to have places to go. And the things that people say to me is, I don't know how to make a decision. I could do this or I could do that. And I say to them, it doesn't matter which one you choose, just choose one. And they say, but I might choose the wrong one. And I'm saying that's okay, because if you do something, if you act in the universe, there's a response. To every action, there's a reaction, isn't there? So if you do something, there's going to be a response. And if it's the wrong response, you know you've made the wrong decision, so you can change it so that you get it onto the right place, so you get the right decision. But the problem is that if you don't move and you don't do anything, then you don't get any responses, and you just live in that world where you're like a sort of chicken stuck in the headlights. There's a rabbit, isn't it, in the headlights?
Yeah, could be chicken.
Easter bunny, isn't it? Yeah. So if you're in that situation and you have to make a decision and you don't know what to do, it doesn't matter which one you decide on. You decide something. So my resource for the week is a coin. Because you might as well just flip a coin, heads or tails, and whichever one it comes down, do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, because once you do it, then you get a response, then you can adjust. If you never do it, you never move, nothing ever changes, nothing ever happens.
And you've got a bit of momentum and you can plough on through that next wall, bash through it.
And that's people that are successful because they do things and they adjust their behaviour and their position as they go along.
Yeah.
Until they get it right. Mm-hmm. But if you never do anything, you never get anything to adjust. You're never going to get anywhere near your goals or your targets or your dreams if you don't actually do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you do, just do something.
What's your favourite kind of coin to flip?
I just like a £2 coin. I like
£2.
I like £2 coins. Yeah.
Yeah, they are good flipping coins, those.
We did have that conversation earlier on, didn't we, about what are we going to flip when there are no coins to flip?
Mm.
So I tried flipping a debit card here to see which side it comes down on, and it was very awkward to do.
Yeah, so, it's not quite the same, is it?
We need someone to create a coin flip app so that we can just press a button.
I think you'll find there's probably hundreds out there already.
Do you think they're already there?
Yeah.
We'll go hunting.
Flappy Birds coin flipping or something like that.
So what's your...
I'm going to give a shout out to... The Property Podcast, which I may have mentioned ages and ages ago, but that's a podcast that's set up at a similar time to us. And dare I say it, it's been even more successful than ours.
I don't believe it.
But it's not, I mean, it is mainly property related in terms of those wanting to get into property investment. But they've recently gone through a little business focus series where they've been interviewing some pretty big names in the world of kind of online business.
Well, right.
So... dive in to the Property Podcast. I'll put some links in the show notes to the relevant episodes. But I could give a shout out to Rob and Rob on that show because they do a top job, and they were kind of the inspiration for this show.
Yeah.
But there's some really good bits in recent episodes that, especially if you're thinking about maybe changing jobs or that kind of thing at the moment, you need to be listening to these cool guys that they've been having on their show.
Yeah. One of the things I'm very aware of working with people that are creating new projects and doing new things, I've got a few people at the moment like that, is that the lead time when you're trying to develop something, most businesses, it's usually a couple of years. And when you've been someone who is PAYE for a long time, and you're going to go out on your own and become self-employed in some way, there is a catch-up time. And very often I see people who are trying to jump from one to the other, and they need to feed over. They need to go from one state to another in an orderly fashion rather than trying to jump from one to the other.
Mm.
And in terms of making goals and plans, it could be that you're setting up goals now so that by this time next year you've replaced maybe half your income. You know, so you're moving in a process.
Okay, yeah, just gradually, little by little.
Rather than just kind of jump at it.
Cool.
And I think that in the way that things are going in our economy, there's going to be more and more people who are self-employed.
Yes.
Yeah, there
almost
has to
certainly.
Be. Yeah. And we all have to become aware of how to live. In the same way that we have to be aware of how to live in a digital world, we have to become aware of how to live in a self-employed world, because it is different.
Yeah, it'll be quite a shock to a lot of folk. I think it's a positive thing, really. I mean, because I think you're right. Or at least more people are going to be working from home remotely, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think more and more, it's always been the case, but nowadays you've just got to be on the ball learning all the time. You know, there's no such thing as a job for life anymore, I don't really think. But I think that's a good thing, to be honest. I think it's going to force people just to keep learning, keep growing.
Yeah.
It'll result in a better world for all of us, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Yeah. Yeah. I reckon that people will probably have two or three careers in life rather than just one.
What's your next one going to be?
I don't know. Probably a Greek god, I think. If I keep running like this, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, cool. All right, we all done?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed that. All the links in the show notes we've just talked about, go to livingthepresent.co.uk.
And my Just Giving page.
Oh, yeah, there'll be one there for just... Was it justgiving.com/Sean Orford?
I think
by
it is.
By chance.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Have a look. Or Sean-Orford or something like that.
Yeah. Well, dash is obviously the word, isn't it? Because that's what I do.
Dashing Sean Orford.
Yes, dashing.
Yeah, head over to the website for the bits and bobs. If you're not on the mailing list already, get on there, because we'll give you loads of freebies if you put your email address in the website, such as free morning and evening meditation files, and a few other cool PDFs and free ebooks, loads of stuff. And we'll send you weekly alerts about this podcast, so you'll be the first to hear about it. Next week, we're going to be talking about the pressure of child rearing. I've just been looking. That's kind of I'll put you on the spot there.
That's very relevant to you.
It is, yeah. I've got a lot to talk about, but this was actually suggested by Ree. Apparently, I've got in my notes here. So, as much fun as it is, it brings some stress and strains on people and relationships, doesn't it?
And there are other sides of that that we need to look at, like the whole issue about step families.
I'm going to be able to talk. I'm going to get right stuck into this one.
Yeah, you're going to. Yeah, okay.
Cool, and that's about it, really. In the meantime, head over to the website, follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that lark, and all done. Sean, have a good week.
I'm done, and you have a fabulous Easter.
Yes, you too, and happy Easter, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Toodaloo. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.